Proverbs 10, verses 17 through 32. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander, is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. The righteous Lord loves the righteous, and he instructs and blesses their way. To keep the instruction of the Lord is righteousness, and this is the way of life. The lips of the wise and the righteous man don't run continually, but the words that do come from them feed many. And the tongue of the just men is as choice silver, so valuable and precious. The desire of the righteous shall be granted by the Lord. He will not rise and fall, but will stand as an everlasting foundation, because he chose the fear of the Lord, and his hope shall be gladness and joy, not mischief and sin. The Lord's way is strength to those who are upright in him. The inner man gets stronger and stronger under the perfect day, and he shall never be removed, because he is just and fair and righteous and good. His mouth brings forth wisdom, and his lips know what is acceptable at the right time in due season. This is the reality and hope of the righteous man before God. He is a just man and honest. He is a man of understanding, and wisdom is his. The ultimate righteous one is the Lord Jesus himself. Perfect wisdom, understanding, and discretion are found in him, for he is the Holy One and the just. But so too shall all of us be that believe in him and walk in his steps. Everything that our Lord Jesus is, we too shall be in him. So let us abide in the way of life, which is our Lord Jesus. For the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, the riches of Christ, and he addeth no sorrow to it. But those who refuse the instruction of the Lord, they err from the path of life. Their hatred is manifested by their lies, and their slander reveals that they are fools. Their mouth leads to much sin, for their heart is wicked and is of little worth. This is the way of the fool and the wicked, and no matter how much they appear to accomplish, their fears shall come upon them, And as the whirlwind passes, so too shall they. For their years shall be shortened, and their expectations shall perish. They shall not inhabit the earth, but the Lord shall bring destruction upon all the workers of iniquity. Their tongue shall be cut out for its frowardness, and they shall die without wisdom. So let us be wise and listen to the Lord. Let us learn of Him and hide His wisdom and truth in our hearts, so that through Him we may truly be righteous. For as the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Proverbs 10, verses 17 through 32.